Oh, four, please. Thank you. I've heard my voice before. You know, I've gotten that sometimes throughout my life. I don't think I know you, though. I'm not anywhere from here. Well, I guess you're not either. That's why you're in a hotel. Sorry. My friend is getting married. I'm the bridesmaid. You? Oh, cool. Sing my praise? No. That sounds like a really religious thing. I'm not Christian or anything. This is actually about to be my floor, so I've got to... Are you kidding me? Oh my god. Is there one of those phones somewhere? Does this button work? What the hell are you even supposed to do in this situation? I'm trying to calm down. I know they're gonna free us and all. This is like one of those things that I've always feared my whole life. Being in an elevator and it getting stuck. Actually, I've had a fear of the cables somehow getting cut and then the elevator just like plummeting down. Okay. Yeah, I am seeing my praise. I thought I was going to be able to just get away right after. Yeah. Well, thank you. I really do appreciate that. I've never actually had anyone recognize my voice before, and it's also been a fear of mine. I mean, that's understandable, right? Well, next time I would say to just trust your gut and don't say anything, because I think most people don't want to get recognized. It's a little scary, because if you recognize my voice and you only heard me talk a little bit in the elevator, then what about friends or colleagues or anyone else who might hear my voice? So that's a big fear that erotic voice actresses have. And voice actors, too. I mean, I know guys have that same fear. Nope, this is not how I imagine meeting a listener. Thank you for listening to my stuff and liking it. I really appreciate that. Okay, so question. I do a lot of FDOM and, well, also a fair amount of FSUP too. And I'm curious which one is your favorite, because I feel like everyone either likes my FDOM stuff or my FSUP stuff or both. But do you have a favorite? I'm just curious. Aww, well, I'm glad you like everything equally. I'm sure that there must be one or two, though, that you're just like, no, I do not like that. You can be honest with me, because I can tell you that some of my early improv stuff was horrible. I actually deleted the very first audio that I ever made. Yeah, it was improv, and I was really uncomfortable and vulnerable and just, I sucked at improv back then. I really did. And I was definitely not confident at all in my anything, any part of it, because it was my very first day that I even discovered GWA when I made my first two audios. So I just dove in. I didn't know what I was doing. And I was so embarrassed by the very first one that I had to delete it. Oh, in it, so this woman's at work and she is masturbating because she thinks no one else is in the office. It's a holiday or something. And someone comes to deliver the mail to her office and he catches her masturbating. And she says something really awkward about how she fell down, or I don't even remember now. And somehow he ends up pleasuring her. And since she has a really high up position, she looks down on him. And it's very clear that she does not see him as her equal. And she just kind of treats him like he's nobody. So he gets back at her. And when they're done having sex, she wants to clean up. And I remember he just throws the box of tissues that's on her desk. He just throws that at her and then walks out the room without saying anything. So it was basically a hate fuck because she doesn't even, I don't think she even recognized him or knew who he was. And he has seen her every single day for years. And she never even says hello or talks to him. So this for him was just like a hate fuck. And it was just a fuck you. And it sounds like a really hot premise, but I was so awkward when I was performing it. I can give you the link if you want. I can email it to you, but it's bad. So I've come a long way since then, I hope. So yeah, you can tell me if some of them suck. Yeah, I was vulnerable. I know that's hard to believe now, but ooh, yeah. I really didn't know who I was back then. Like, I wasn't... I learned a lot about myself as I made them. And that's how I became confident in my abilities and in who I was. And then I wasn't so embarrassed about what I liked. So, have you ever actually met a performer before, besides me? Oh, you fantasized about it. Well, this should be the ultimate fantasy. We are in a broken down elevator right now. And it's kind of dark in here. And I mean, you know, if you've listened to enough of my audios, which you have, I'm surprised you're not trying to rape me right now. Sorry, rape jokes. I always make them. I shouldn't do it. I know, I use the tag a lot, right? But I know I've given the impression that if this sort of situation comes up, that's what I would want to happen. But, you know, it would have to be consensual, of course. This is real life, not a fantasy. But, yeah. What a way to break the ice, right? Sorry. I'm never really appropriate. Oh, thank you. I think that's a compliment. Well, I'm glad I'm the same person in real life as, you know, how I portray myself online, I guess you could say. Yeah, I'm the same person. I just realized that talking to you has really calmed me down because I haven't even thought about the fact that we're trapped in here. I know I brought it up, but I haven't thought about it in an anxious way. I thought about it in, oh, you know, in a fantasy, you could be raping me. There I go again. Sorry. I mean, you're really hot. You can if you want. Sorry. I'm going to stop. I really am going to stop. You know, this is totally the life of a stereotypical erotic voice actress. I just met you, like, what, less than 10 minutes ago? And already, like, I'm talking about us fucking. And, you know, that's actually really presumptuous of me. Because just because you like my work, you might like it in, you know, you might think of it as like an audiobook. And you might think of it as art or, you know, whatever. And you might not have any fantasies about fucking me. Do you? Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, I don't know what's gotten into me. I think I just got into, like, you know, GWA voice actress mode, you know. I got into sing my praise mode. I think that's what happened. I mean, ordinarily, I don't just walk up to people and talk about rape and, you know, fucking and all that. That's not what I do. But I guess there's this level of familiarity. You know so much about me, probably, if you've listened to my AMAs or if you're a patron. Oh, I really don't want to know if you know, like, everything about me and, like, all my commentaries and stuff. But Seriously? Oh, shit. Then you know a lot. You know a lot, a lot. Well, thank you for your support. I really, really appreciate that. So, so much. You have no idea. Aww. Always happy to hear that I'm your favorite. You could totally be lying to me, but just keep lying to me and telling me that. My ego needs it. So yeah, see, in a way, it's like we already know each other. We're not strangers. You know pretty much everything there is to know about me. All my private stuff. You've heard my ramble faps. Oh, shit. how much more intimate can I get? Do you feel comfortable telling me your name on Patreon? Really? Oh, cool. I definitely recognize that one. Out of curiosity, which audio of mine is your favorite? Ooh, that is a good one. Yes. Oh, I love performing that so much. And then there was all the cum. I love cum. Yeah, you would know, huh? Yeah. Well, you know, I call myself a cum slut for a reason. I'm sure you've already heard me call myself that like 200 times now. Okay, so talking about all this stuff, I have to say, and I don't really even feel uncomfortable saying this, which is the really weird part. You can tell me if I'm totally out of line saying this. I don't want to make you uncomfortable or anything, but I am so wet. You're hard? Really? I'm so horny. Oh my god. Yeah, okay, true. I'm usually always horny. It's a question for you. You're with an actress, and there's ever been anything that you've ever wanted to role play, or maybe like role play in audio that I've done, F sub or F dom or whatever, what would it be? Because, you know, I mean, who knows how long we could be in here, and we're both pretty horny, so we could do a little role play now. Anything you want. I am game for anything. Yeah, in the elevator. I doubt the cameras are working in this thing right now. I don't mind taking my clothes off. So tell me, what is your ultimate fantasy? Let's make it come true. If the elevator ends up getting fixed, we can always go to my hotel room and continue it there. Or we could go wherever we need to make the fantasy come true. Yeah, an alley, that would work. So tell me.